This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And welcome into the Monday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. And look, it's going to be 70 degrees today in February. What is there really to complain about? It's awesome. I'll take it every time.
Yeah, I hesitate to... Like, I want to believe that this is, like, we're done.
Oh.
You don't think we are?
We're not done. But I will take this reprieve in the meantime.
But well, maybe we are, right? Or maybe we're done with, like, the real bad stuff.
I mean, I hope
Am
so.
Am I being crazy? Is that too optimistic?
I feel like we'll have – there's we'll have always, like, some random stretch in, like, mid to late March, early April where it's like, why is it 26 degrees? Like, yeah. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, if we don't have any cancellations, I'll live with that.
Yeah.
But, yes – today, man, get outside. Yesterday, I got to say, it was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah,
all for it in February, early February. Keyser, how we doing? What's going on?
Morning. Yeah, doing good. Spent the weekend up in Kentucky, so yeah, just vibing, man.
Nice. Did you play any can golf?
Did not. Okay. No, not up there. No.
Okay. Just checking. Just checking.
Sounds like a good game, though.
Did you hoop yesterday? Well, we're still not trusting the old knee for that.
Well, I didn't hoop, but I've got a daughter trying out for flag football week. So we did some, and then when I went out and ran some routes and stuff and got brother involved, started to feel a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But and then it's like, okay, we're trying to be encouraging and let's encourage and work with each other.
That's a trash throw, man.
Yeah, basically. But it was still nice to be outside. It was, at least it was nice out. She's working hard, though.
It's true.
Got her some new cleats.
Hey, big week this week.
Yeah, big week.
Absolutely. We got a lot to get into on the program here today. Corey Curtis will be with us at 8 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on all things Tennessee Titans. We will get into some Titans talk. I got a question for Titans fans that I want to throw out there related to the draft later in the program, so we'll do that. We will get into the struggling Nashville Predators and how Bill Haslam's feeling about all this, what could be next for the Predators as they continue to lose games and the playoffs are just almost becoming a mathematical impossibility at this point, along with the impossibility that we've known they are for a while now. So we'll get into all that throughout the show. Take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Joe, I do want to start. The story in sports over the weekend, some trades in the NBA, some trades in the NHL, headlined by the biggest one. Luka Doncic traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the LA Lakers. Anthony Davis going back the other way to Dallas. A couple other pieces involved there. Quite frankly, not as many pieces involved as there probably should be from the Dallas perspective if you're deciding to do this. You know, I was listening yesterday, and they were kind of going through some comps of, like, what people have gotten back in some of these trades. Like, you ought to go look at the draft list. Like, the Brooklyn Nets got back from the Kevin Durant trade. It's unbelievable, like, how many picks.
And they got like one pick back for Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis. Joe, your thoughts on that trade over the weekend that from just the outside looking in from a Dallas perspective makes no sense to me whatsoever.
And then it happened. I was about to go to bed like Saturday, and I'm like, what? So then I'm watching like ESPN's coverage, and Kendrick Perkins is like, yeah, this is a win for the Mavericks. I'm like, what is it?
Sure.
It's a win for the Mavericks if they win the championship this year.
Yeah.
If AD makes a difference, then okay. Trade a ring for your 25-year-old superstar.
Who's what? At worst, maybe like the third best player in the league?
Yeah. It's man. And I saw a little bit of like their explanation yesterday, the Dallas side. Is there something more to the story? You know, first of all, I hesitated to believe it. For a while, I'm like, these are all fake tweets. You know, the shams, this is an incredibly authentic-looking shams fake account. But then it's like, first of all, if you're Dallas and you're going to do this, and this was totally, obviously, I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, LeBron made this happen. Why is LeBron making this happen? So AD is gone, so now the new superstar is coming in. This just makes him a lame duck. That's ridiculous that LeBron knew. I totally believe that LeBron was actually out to dinner. Like, what? They did this.
Oh, I don't believe that at all.
You don't believe that at all?
No.
So what do you think?
Shams and LeBron had the same agency. There's no way he didn't know this was going on. They're represented by the same people, Clutch Sports.
Okay.
There's no way LeBron didn't know this was going on. So you don't make this move if you're the Lakers without telling him.
Well, okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, you can believe what you want to believe.
I think if you're LeBron, you'd be like, yeah, do it. We're closer to winning a championship with Luka.
This year? I don't see how they are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fine. So, okay. I don't see it. I think this is the Lakers' next decade is Luka's.
I think it's both. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers look like geniuses in this. I really do.
Okay. Well, I mean, yes, the Lakers got the better of the deal, without question. I don't know. That's fine. Maybe LeBron knew. I mean, they have the same agency. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know. Look,
it's very difficult for me to believe something like this could happen and LeBron James doesn't know about it.
Well,
I mean, they drafted his son because he's LeBron James.
Sure, yeah.
They do everything with LeBron James' approval in that.
Right, but he's about done there.
I understand.
Mean, you know, like, I mean, this is mostly without him. If they make a run, great. Fine, who knows? I don't know if he knew. Here's the point. If Dallas was going to do this, then make it a bidding war. This is under the cloak of darkness.
Yeah, that's the part of it. Like the Dallas part of this, unless there's like some information on Luka that just nobody else has that is going to come to light at some point, it's very difficult for me to understand from their perspective why you would do this. And look, there's been probably over the last day, Joe, a little bit too much Anthony Davis slander. Like, he's obviously a great player.
Yeah.
Now, he gets hurt all the time.
Right.
Which would be probably a huge concern to me if I was Dallas in this. But, you know, he's 31. He gets hurt all the time. But when he's healthy and on the floor, he's a great player. But, like, Luka's not perfect. He doesn't play a whole lot of defense. But he's still probably, at worst, the top three or four best player in the league. And he's 25 years old, and he just drugged them to the finals last year. I can't believe they've done this.
Yeah. No, and so that's – is it just like the, you know, concern that because he doesn't take care of himself, you know? Like,
maybe.
They think that by the time he's 28, it's going to be like he's 34. I mean, I've heard some of that, I guess. I mean, they take beers out of his hand in the locker room after big wins. But, yeah, it's like – it seems like – it's like, how does this happen unless you are really concerned and you just think that it's about to go downhill, right? If you don't think it's about to go downhill, then, like, this doesn't make any sense at all to me.
I mean, their GM, Nico Harrison, was just like, we'll see if I'm right. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will. Here's the other thing.
Well, now, to me, Luka is going to be like – he's probably going to be like, you know, Mr. Olympia.
Yeah.
You know, in the
He'll
future.
Get in the greatest shape of his life. Off. Here's what – is interesting to me, like, if you're Mark Cuban, like, how do you let this happen? Like, obviously, he had to be on board. I mean, this is not happening without Mark Cuban being on board. So, look, I don't know what happened behind the scenes, but this doesn't – like, if I was Mark Cuban and they approached me with this idea, I'd be like,
Yeah, forget that, and if you bring it up again, you're fired. Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
So, he must be concerned. He must be long-term concerned about Lucas. Slash, do they think that now this gives them, like, the short-term, the right mix short-term? Again, Kendrick Perkins talking about that there, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, look, I also thought Luka and Kyrie together would be a disaster, and they got to the finals. So, we have to wait and see how these things play out. But if the Mavs aren't really good, contending this year in the next couple years with AD, then, even then, like, even if you're concerned about Luka, it doesn't make sense to me.
No, I don't really. And again, like, Anthony Davis gets hurt all the time. He's hurt all the time.
So, right.
Like, what's the likelihood that he's going to make it through this stretch here just completely healthy?
Right. And they talked about, there was some talk about, Luka getting hurt and stuff like that. It's like, dude,
did you realize he just traded for it?
I'm like, what?
I don't. Then you had De'Aaron Fox getting traded to the Spurs from Sacramento, which I like. Like, I like the Fox-Wimby combo in San Antonio. The trade's starting to get going in the NBA and the NHL. JT Miller got shipped to the New York Rangers.
No more feud. Feud is over with.
Big Mikal Granlund got shipped off to the Sharks, from the Sharks to the Stars. So trades are going hot and heavy, baby.
More former Preds on Preds rivals. Soon to score goals against the Preds.
There seemed to be a lot of that.
Philip Tomasino.
We'll take your thoughts on the Luka Doncic Anthony Davis trade over the weekend, which was the biggest story in sports. Lots of trades happening in both the NBA and the NHL. On the NHL front, could more be coming this week, specifically with the local professional hockey team? We'll get into some of that coming up next as well. Plus, if you're Bill Haslam and you're sitting back watching this year unfold for the Predators, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about what could be coming up next? We'll get into all that. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Luka Doncic traded from the Mavs to the Lakers. Anthony Davis heading back to Dallas. Your thoughts on that? Let's head to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Chad in Hendersonville. Chad, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, morning, fellas. Some of the stuff, and I'm the same way. I was going to bed Saturday night and reading that story going, I wonder if that's a hoax, because it just did not come across as like reality from the top. But, digging into it and reading into it, Dallas, a couple things that were coming out was Dallas did not like his lifestyle. And, I mean, you dig into that, you don't like his lifestyle. What is it? He's obviously partying like crazy at 25. I mean, and nowadays when you follow X social media, he's got some stuff posted there. He's definitely, lives hard, plays hard. And, of course, he's got the Supermax coming from them. They weren't comfortable writing that massive check of whatever that was, $370 million or whatever that number was. But he's obviously playing too hard for him off the court. And I think it's just like at the end of the day, they just couldn't handle that, which that part makes sense. What doesn't make sense, though, is the compensation. We're just going to almost trade them overnight. An open auction. The thing that's suspicious is just the quickness that they moved on from it. So good stuff, fellas. I appreciate your thoughts.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Chad. Appreciate it. I mean, we were talking about that during the break, Joe. Like, why would you not really shop him? Like, if you're going to move him, try to get the best return possible. Now, look, maybe it was as simple as we want Anthony Davis, and here's how we get Anthony Davis. If that's the way they feel, then good luck. We'll see what that looks like. But I feel like you could have gotten an enormous return from him if you shopped him around the league.
Well, like you said, like definitely more draft capital, right? Yeah. Like, you telling me that the Lakers setting themselves up, and again, we'll see this year or in the short term. They got to get somebody inside. But regardless, setting themselves up for what should be the next decade with their next superstar, they're not going to give you more draft capital than that, at least? Like, some people made a good point on the text line. Cuban did.
Yeah, Cuban got – he's less involved.
He's only got 27% now. He sold the majority stake to the Adelson family for a nice cool 3-5 bill. So.
I'd be using that 27% and be like, hey,
yeah, no! Yeah. Hey, I'm still here. I'm still, you know, high-fiving people on my floor seats, yeah, acting like a goofball, and I don't like this. Trevor says, Jerry Jones waking up Sunday realizing he's not the dumbest GM in Dallas. Seriously, Dallas sports fans right now. Oh, my goodness.
Well, they're just lucky they pulled off that Mikal Granlund trade over the weekend.
Yeah.
Come in and save the day.
That's right. Hopefully, Mikal Granlund makes everybody feel better about things.
No, you guys lost Luka.
Yeah.
But you got Granlund.
But
it's going to be okay.
Here comes Mikal. The new star in the city.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck to the Mavs. We'll see how that goes for them.
Yeah, so
that goes for LA.
I didn't realize they played last night. They showed their approval for the ownership.
Lost by about 1,000 points.
Yeah, just go out there and just throw your jockstrap.
I think at one point they were down 50 in the game. I think they ended up losing by like 41.
It's a good endorsement of the way things are going right now.
Good stuff,
squad.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you trading away Luka Doncic.
Yeah, I guess he sent like a group text like, appreciate you all. See ya. Off to LA.
Now, granted, they did play the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are very good. But
yes. Yes, the Cavs are very good. But
the game was over by like the second possession. It's like, all right, good luck. So, some busy times in the NBA over the weekend. Meanwhile, Joe, the local professional hockey team losing both games this weekend in Buffalo and then in Pittsburgh. So, not a very successful father's trip for the Predators in terms of the on-ice results. On Friday, they lose 4-3 to Buffalo, and then on the second half of a back-to-back, shutout in Pittsburgh, 3-0. It is the seventh time this year that they've been shut out, which is really an incredible number when you think about the people they have on their roster. Philip Tomasino scored the first goal of the game for Pittsburgh, which went over very well on Predators Twitter. And the Predators, as we sit here today on Monday morning, are at 43 points. They are 16 points out of the final wild card spot. And I think the percentages now are like somewhere hovering around, depending on what site you look at, like 1.2% to make the playoffs. So you could pretty much just go ahead and chalk that one over. They're not going to approach making the playoffs. And one of the big questions I have is the Bill Haslam part of this. We'll get to that here in just a second. I do, real quickly, want to point out, trades are coming right now in the NHL. And we wondered, would it happen maybe a little bit quicker this year because of the Four Nations tournament and the break coming up? Well, we're in the final week of that. This is the final week. And then there, you know, Preds play on Saturday. And then there's a 2-week break after that for the Four Nations tournament. So we've seen JT Miller has been traded already. Obviously, Rantanen in Colorado got traded already. You know, the Mikal Granlund trade. The trades are starting to come. Like, if you're Barry Trotz, do you want to go ahead and get started on that this week? Like, do you want to start your what I would assume to be sell-off before the trade deadline this week? Very interested to see his approach on that front.
May as well, because, yeah, there will be no more talk of this team. I mean, even last week, I think it was it Trotz with Jared?
Yes.
Where he's like, you know, if we can just inch into this thing, you know, and he's talking about picking. There's no more talk about this. Like, it's over. Like, there's no more talk. So it is now on to, which is pretty depressing, frankly. Let's, you know, acknowledge that on February 3rd, it's over, and this is the most disappointing season in Nashville Predators history.
No doubt.
Okay. So, yeah, what do you do? Well, I mean, I think it makes sense to get going, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's the case this week.
I would not either. And I wonder, too, if you're Bill Haslam and you're sitting back watching all this take place, what are you thinking right now? Now, from everything I've been able to gather, and I don't have any reason to believe that this isn't true or that this has changed, like, Bill Haslam has complete trust in Barry Trotz throughout this process and has. Now, Barry Trotz also went out and spent a ton of money, of Bill Haslam's money, this offseason with Stamkos and Marchessault and Brady Shea. And, you know, Trotz has been pretty consistent on Stilly's show about how, like, the plan has been to bring along the young guys, but in the meantime, have this come in and be able to be a threat. Well, they're not a threat. They're not really close to being a threat right now. So if you're Bill Haslam, I think you have to, in some ways, be like the rest of us,
sitting back and watching the way that this has all gone down and thinking to yourself, number one, how did this happen? Like, how are they this bad? And number two, are they going to be this bad again next year? Like, is this a one-year thing where it's just a really weird year where nothing goes right and you're right back into being what everybody thought you were going to be next year? Or is this just a colossal mischaracterization of what we thought this was going to be, and this roster is in a world of hurt as they move forward here? Because if it's that, that's a huge problem. And look, we're going to naturally get to the coach in this conversation. It's February the 3rd. At this point, I don't think that Andrew Brunette's in any danger of getting fired this season and season, because quite frankly, right now, I don't know that it really serves any purpose. I am interested to see what the viewpoint on that is after the season, because it's one thing if you fix it in the second half of the year and you play a lot better, which I thought was what they were on their way to doing. And even if you miss the playoffs, you would be able to sell, all right, well, we got new pieces. It took way longer for us to figure it out than we thought, but we eventually figured it out, and next year you should hit the ground running with that. Well, right now, I mean, they've gone back to not being able to score any goals and not being able to win any games. And if that continues the rest of the year, I don't know how you don't at least have the conversation about the coach at the end of the year.
Yeah, sure. No, I think that's fair. And that's where the rest of the season, it's him and it's certain players too. And not that there's not a ton of wiggle room, but I mean, I think that there's some players right now that are certainly, you know, put some good stuff on film, as they say, here in the last couple months. But I think for sure with him too, in that room, anybody who, you know, of course they're gonna, you know, you got to go about your business the same way and try to, you know, day after day and get better and all that stuff. But they all know that they're not making the playoffs now. So how do they play? You know, what can he get out of this team in the last 2 months? I mean, I think that probably is important for him, because if it's just, you know, if they're just gonna be just brutal the rest of the way, I think you have to ask the question. I still think that I wouldn't start there with issues for this team, but I think that's a totally reasonable discussion to have after the season. If it doesn't, and I don't know, you tell me. What if they, you know, if they play pretty well, if they kind of, you know, bounce around in there, and that's the thing. Now it's like, okay, get the highest.
That's,
you know,
the thing.
Get the highest. Yeah. But they don't care about that. They're right. Not worried about that now. You could also, from the lineup perspective, you could bring more guys from Milwaukee and kind of do that thing a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but if they're decent the rest of the way, it's probably still at least has to be talked about, right?
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think it'll probably go this way regardless of the way they finish the season, unless it's just a total disaster. I think that he's going to make it through the year. I think that they're going to evaluate things in the summer, and he's going to be back. I think Brunette will be back to start next season, and I think there will be an incredible amount of heat on him to start fast.
Yeah.
Like, if they've got another slow start, I think he could be gone pretty quickly next year. That's my guess on how this is going to go.
Because that's your play. Like you said, like there's no benefit to doing it now. But that is your play, which happens quite a bit in this league, as we talk about. Early on, whatever happens with the team, you got to. I mean, obviously, you're trying to put together the best possible team you can, and then that's what you're hoping to get a bump if you have to do it.
Yeah.
In a month into the season or two, you know, 6 weeks into the season, yeah. Whatever.
Like, I could be wrong. Look, Barry Trotz may get to the end of it this year and just be like, "Yeah, we just gotta. I don't have a choice. Like, we've got to change the coach." But my guess is he's probably gonna make it through this. He's gonna start next year, and there's gonna be a pretty hefty amount of pressure on him to produce immediately next year. Would be my guess. Which there should be. Like, they can't. Sure. You can't get through all this with what they've invested in this and then have another slow start next season. Like, we've reached the point with this where you gotta go. And if you don't, then this is the NHL. Like, you're gonna pay for it with your job at some point.
Team like this, you know, a team of this age, you know, you should be playing well early. You worry more about the end of the season, you know, not the beginning.
Totally agree.
But that's also the goalie. Well, goalie's got to play well early.
There's that too. 615-737-1025, our phone number.
What are you thinking about this if you're Bill Haslam sitting back and watching the way this Predators season has gone to this point? We'll take your thoughts on that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon, big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. We'll have Preds Pick to Click coming up here in just a few minutes. Preds the only game tonight in the entire league? Only game?
Enjoy, NHL fans.
Here's the Preds and the Senators.
Behold! Your Nashville Predators.
Since 1-4. I can't remember who they played the other night, but they beat the crap out of them. It was like 6-0. I think it was Minnesota. So we'll see how the Predators handle that tonight. Taking your thoughts on the Preds, Gover on the text line.
Gover!
Says, this is two seasons in a row that players introduced to Brunette's system have taken half a season to, quote, figure it out. Does Trotz hesitate to add new pieces this summer now for fear of that happening again? Well, let me say this. If you got fear of that happening again, you need to fire the coach at the end of the year. Like, if you don't think the coach can get a system implemented and get something figured out at the end of the year, then I think you make that decision for you.
Yeah, there's a disconnect. There has to be a disconnect. Yeah. I totally agree. Like, that it should not be like that. Now, let's see. It's February 3rd. I seem to recall it was about Valentine's Day that Katie and I went to see U2 at the Sphere.
Yeah.
And on the way, it was like, oh, wow, the Preds are losing 19-0 to Dallas, and the season's over. How about that? And then they just absolutely tore up the league the rest of the way. So it's about that time. Unfortunately, this year,
they're significantly further behind in the standings.
Yeah, it's too much to overcome. Texter here, Chris of Spring Hill. You know, it's a question that we've dealt with, but, like, who are you going to move on? You know, you're not trading Forsberg Yossi. You just signed Stamkos Marchessault. Younger guys, you know, you want to keep your younger guys you feel good about. The one option would be O'Reilly. He's the cultural centerpiece of your team, and Trotz has indicated he's not interested in moving him. I would say, it's a good breakdown. You know, look, I've been on the record. Like, to me, it's like O'Reilly. Like, you have no centers, and you know you're going to make that move. But as far as the cultural centerpiece of your team, I mean, if you play like this, then
what's the value?
Yeah. What's the value of that?
I agree. Like, Ryan O'Reilly, I think, is extremely valuable to them. And I think both on the ice, the way that he plays, and off the ice, it is very valuable. Like, having been around Ryan O'Reilly, I can see why everybody loves Ryan O'Reilly. But if you're the, you know, 30th best team in the league, you know, what good is that really doing you? Like, I'm not saying that I would trade Ryan O'Reilly, but I would be listening pretty intently right now if I was them. And then, look, you know, you have your price. So I think you're in a situation with Ryan O'Reilly where he's got 2 years left on his deal. You don't have to move off your price. If nobody gives you what you're looking for, then you just keep him and you move on and you proceed with the plan with Ryan O'Reilly. But, like, you know, there's guys that they have right now. Like, Gus Nyquist, it makes no sense for you to keep him. Like, he's a guy that you need to move before the trade deadline. He's on an expiring deal. Where you're at with your roster right now, you don't need to re-sign him again. Like, he's 35 years old. You don't need to bring him back.
Yeah,
so
that's a gimme.
That's a gimme. Like, I'd be listening on a guy like Lazan. Now, problem is he hadn't been healthy lately, so he's not been able to play. I'd be listening on that. Like, I'd be listening on Colton Sissons. Like, is somebody out there interested in Colton? Like, Sissons has been here forever, and Sissons is, I think, still – valuable, and they can put him anywhere in the lineup, and they have. So there's a lot that they like about Colton Sissons. But, like, I think you got to be able to churn this roster a little bit. There's only a limited amount of players that you can do that with.
And Nyquist and Sissons, or especially Nyquist, but, I mean, you know, both of them I could see being attractive to a contender.
Yep.
Looking for a little extra, you know, looking for a little bit of help at the deadline. So, yeah, I could see both of those. You're still – even if you do that, I mean, there's, you know, you're going to have to, I mean, the number one thing you're going to have is, like, an overall just improvement individually and collectively in the players that there's no question they're going to be back next year, but you also need some of the young guys to probably take a step or two.
Well, right? And now it's reached the point with me
where going back to the Haslam part of this, I think the fundamental question for the entire franchise right now is this a one-off or is this what you are right now? Because, look, it does happen in the NHL for whatever reason. Sometimes teams have these weird years where they're awful, and they come back the next year, and they're right back in the thick of it. Now, that happened with New Jersey last year. Like, New Jersey made the playoffs a couple years ago. Last year, they were bad, and they went out and had a very busy offseason, kind of similar to the Predators, and they're pretty good this year. Now, I don't know that you can have, like, a similar offseason that you had a year ago. Like, you're just not going to be able to spend a ton of money. And like we've talked about, there's not a ton that you can move with your team right now. So you got to get creative. Like, this is where the draft becomes important. Like, if I'm Brunette, I'm trying everything I can do right now to win and prove that I still need to be the coach next year. If I'm the higher-ups in that organization right now, it may not be the worst thing to have a top pick. Right. And to add one of those potentially foundational players to your mix with the young guys that you desperately need.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you get the two forwards. Again, we talked about, you know, the possibility of adding Cale Makar, which again to me is like, okay, let's see that in real. Let's see that actually play out. Yeah. But yeah, it seems like the top of this draft could provide a real difference maker and be a real boost to the direction of your franchise.
Yeah, and I don't think the draft as a whole is overly deep. Like, I don't think it's not 2023 when there was a pretty good feeling about the depth of that draft. But I think there's a couple guys at the top that could be pretty good. And you're right now, you're in a position where you might get that. So I think, you know, at this point, that has to factor in, like, what happens if you land a top three pick? Could any one of those three guys be impact players for you next year? I mean, they'd be 18 years old. So some 18-year-olds come in and they're impact players immediately. Like, Macklin Celebrini is 18.
He looks pretty darn good
in San Jose. Sometimes it takes a while. Like, Leo Carlson got drafted by Anaheim. It has taken him a while to kind of get going. So it's no guarantee when you draft kids that young that they come in and help you. But I think that's the fundamental question right now of the franchise. Is this a one-off, or have they just loaded this roster up with a bunch of guys that are on the downswing in their career and they're not going to be able to dig themselves out of this? Because that's not what you want. That's right. Not what you want.
No. And look, they're going to find out. Like, there's no way around, like, for anybody, and I don't know if this is like Alex in the text line, sell. Yeah, you can do it. Like we said, there are some options. But for the most part, like, you're going to find this out next year. You are locked into finding out.
Well, and look, it's not like, could you try to pull off something dramatic? Yeah. Like, you know, it's not impossible in the NHL to get around a no-trade clause. It's not impossible. Like, the Rangers have done it. The Rangers got around it with Trouba and basically said, hey, if you don't accept this trade, we're going to put you on waivers and send you, like, to the American Hockey League.
Yeah.
It's hard to do in the NHL.
Well, like, a lot of players will waive it if things aren't going well. And, yeah, there's an attractive destination on the other side.
Now, the problem with that is, like, who is trading for Brady Shea with 6 years left in his contract after the year he had this year? Probably not going to be a long list. Like, Steven Stamkos, I think, has played a lot better than the start of the year. But who's trading for him right now at his age with 3 years left on the contract getting paid $8 million a year? I don't think the list is very long. Same thing with Marchessault. So, like, if you're going to do that and pull off one of those dramatic moves, it would probably have to be with a Yossi or Forsberg. And I can guarantee you they don't want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, Shea is probably the biggest miscalculation. At least that's what it appears, right?
Right now, it looks like it. Like, right now, he's largely been bad. I do think it's gotten – like, I thought he was atrocious to start the year. And now, like, he's been okay. But
how does that happen?
I don't know. Like, you know, Vingan and I talked about it over the summer in terms of the one concern you had with Brady Shea was he more of a product of Carolina's system than he was just individually a great defenseman? Maybe it's just a slow thing for him 1 year, and next year he looks like what they asked him or what they thought he was. But it's been rough from Brady Shea this year, which it's kind of emblematic of the whole team. of what that's looked like. 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion on the Predators. A couple of questions on our city as a whole, an important distinction that we could have potentially if this keeps going this way with the Predators. We'll get into that coming up next as well. And it is time for Preds Pick the Click. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. Preds in action tonight, taking on Ottawa. If you guess a goal scorer for the Predators, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll do that next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. It is time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. Preds in action tonight, taking on the Ottawa Senators. Puck drop at 6:30, pregame at 5:30. A little bit of an early start tonight at Bridgestone, so make sure you keep that in mind if you're coming to the game. No change in the standings in our competition last time out. Joe Rex Road in first place with 11 correct answers. The listeners and myself with 7, Nick Kieser with 4 in the competition. With that in mind, we head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Brian to the program. Brian, good morning. Thanks for calling in. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
Good morning, guys. I'm hopeful that Philip Forsberg will light the lamp this evening.
Going with Philip Forsberg. Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. So sure. Forsberg is off the board. Joe Rexrode, you are up next in the competition. Your pick to click.
Well, I feel like this hasn't worked out well for me, but I'll go Stamkos.
Going Steven Stamkos. I am up next. Give me Josi. I'll go the captain on the power play. Forsberg, Stamkos, Josi. Nick Kieser, your pick to click for the Predators.
He's back from injury. Hopefully he can get back on the right side of things at home. Luke Evangelista.
Along with Luke Evangelista in the competition. Forsberg, Stamkos, Josi, Evangelista. Preds pick to click. Preds taking on the Ottawa Senators tonight. Joe, a lot of questions on the text line. Have we ever seen in a city seen two franchises get the number one overall pick in the same year? We know the Titans had the number one overall pick. Predators with the lottery system could be in play for that in the National Hockey League. You've done a quick artificial intelligence research on this, and you've come up with an answer.
Yeah, well, AI says no, that's never happened. You pointed out during the break, during a break, that Cleveland would be a city that would be a strong contender. As I pointed out to someone who asked, you know, Detroit, I mean, they definitely had the number one pick in you know, when they drafted Cade Cunningham, but, you know, the Red Wings, I don't think, you know, have not had that. The Lions weren't quite – the Lions, I don't think, have had the number one pick since Matthew Stafford in 2009. And then the Tigers have been bad too, but apparently that just hasn't happened. I'm sure there's other cities where you could find, you know, you can find, like, really bad teams at the same time in a lot of cities. But that's a special – that's rarefied air.
It is.
Number one pick overall. So Nashville can make some history.
We got a chance to make a little bit of history this year.
How about that?
Hey,
I mean, the NHL makes sure Chicago gets it, but it will be close at least. That's exciting.
It is exciting. I mean, number one would be great at this point. I think if you're top three, to me, you probably live with it and be like, all right, well, you either get Hagans, Misa, or the Schaefer kid who's a defenseman. And I know we were talking about this the other day. Alex Doherty and I were talking of the Tennessee, and we're talking about, like, draft potential. And he was like, I swear, if they end up with a defenseman, it would be the most Preds thing ever. And I was like, I get it. I really do.
But this guy.
But if it's this guy and the other, especially like if you're third and the two forwards are gone and you end up with this guy.
You're not going to cry.
I'd probably be okay with it.
Yeah, you're not gonna shed tears. But, yeah, top three, that's the name of the game this year, right?
Yeah.
Get one of those three prospects.
From everybody I talk to, that's what they say. Now, again, you know, this is so – everybody's comparing it to, like, the NFL draft. It's just so different when you're talking about 18-year-olds. It just really is.
Right.
Like, it's just a different thing altogether when you're talking 17- and 18-year-olds. Skyler on the text line, what happened to Evangelista and Novak from last year to this year? That's a big part of this. You know, everybody focuses in on the veteran players. And look, like, pretty much to a person, like, Yossi's not had a great year by his standards. Forsberg has played a lot better as of late. He's certainly been good this year. He's not been, like, elite electrifying all year long. Marchessault's come on, but he's not lived up to expectations so far. Stamkos, same thing. So it starts there. Like, it starts with your high-paid I mean, put Soros in that mix too. It starts with your high-paid veteran guys not performing consistently enough to the level that you need them to. And then you factor in that Evangelista, first off, he's been hurt a significant portion of this year, and he's just not been all that good when he's been in. Novak, same thing. Novak's come on lately and has played better about the last 2 weeks. Before that, I mean, he was like Casper the Ghost out there. He was invisible all year long. So you got all these things happening, and it leads you to ask the question, why? Like, why is this all happening? And again, that's where you start to get back into the coach and how responsible is Brunette for that. But it just feels like everything that could have gone wrong for them this year, even outside of injury, which they've had some bad injury luck. It's not been like the worst injury luck they've had. They've been relatively healthy with some of their main guys. It's just, it's all gone wrong. And it's kind of weird how it just all feels like it's gone wrong this year.
I think, obviously, we talked a lot last week about Soros and that decision for Barry Trotz, which is, of course, that's the, probably as much as anything, that's the decision that looms over the whole future of the franchise. But, again, Shea and I think Novak are two underrated mistakes as they appear right now, believing that Novak was, you know, I think going to be more than he is.
Yeah, like they thought he could be a number two center. He's not. I think it's pretty clear. Like he's not a number two center. And look, they did not want to have Stamkos playing down the middle. Like imagine what this team would be like if Stamkos didn't step into that number one center role and play it pretty well.
They'd be number one with a bullet.
Yeah,
except for the whole lottery
awful.
Part.
Like it'd just be terrible. I mean, they're not. Look, they're terrible offensively by the numbers. With all that going on for the whole year. But, I mean, this team, when he stepped into the number one center role, that was kind of the difference with it. Now, again, that leads to another long-term question. He's going to be 35 next year. Like, do you want him being your number one center? Probably not. But you may not have a choice.
How do you make that not happen?
Yeah. Like
I don't know.
You may not have a choice. Like, he may just have to play center his entire career here with the Predators. I don't know. Like, we talked about it to start the year. Maybe it takes a couple of weeks for them to really get going and get used to their surroundings, and they struggle a little bit out of the gate. Well, they really struggled out of the gate, like to the point where you couldn't keep yourself afloat, and that's a huge problem. But on the whole, it was supposed to be kind of the two-year window, right? Like you got this year. And next year, when you feel great about Stamkos, Shea, Marchessault all kind of still being towards the top of their career, at least close enough to what they've been to really get those results. And the fact that it's gone this far off the rails, like if I'm Bill Haslam, I'm just kind of shaking in my boots right now, figuring out what's next.
Yeah. Probably didn't – well, not probably. No way you expected – this is what you're going to be looking at, and these are the kind of things you'd have to be thinking about if you're him.
You nailed it earlier. It is, I think, far and away the most disappointing season in franchise history. Like, I don't know that there's a close second. Like, you could point to 06-07 because of the playoff result.
Right. But it was a great team.
I mean, you won over 50 games in the regular season that year. Like, this is far and away the most disappointing year they've ever had.
Yeah, a team that – last summer, it was like, hey, what's success? Well, obviously winning a playoff series. And do you have to make the conference finals to validate this? Yeah, and they're not sniffing the playoffs.
Like, I think
that's not even – I mean, that's
– the only other one to me that you could probably argue would be Duchesne's first year. They signed Duchesne, and, you know, everything was weird. They fired Laviolette, COVID, all that stuff. And they ended up technically in the playoffs, but they really weren't in the playoffs. It got bounced by Arizona. That's the only one that's kind of comparable, but this is significantly worse than that.
Yeah, because even the year before, it was starting to go the wrong way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Duchesne aspect of it in particular was, he was not – it was not the dreamy pairing that everybody hoped for.
It was
But they finally got him.
Yeah, they did get him.
He's pretty good now.
Yeah, he's – he and Granlund, I'm sure, will do great together. 615-737-1025, our phone number. I got a question I want to throw out to Titans fans as it relates to the NFL draft. We'll do that next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.